Drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, good morning. I understand it's cold and blustery back there in Colorado. It's beautiful blue skies here in California, but I've never seen wind like we're having today, and I believe that they're altering the weather. I believe they have the ability to do it, to create storms and droughts. They've been... Zygmunt Brzezinski was bragging about this back in 1970, how, in the future, by the year 2018, they'd be able to create storms and droughts and all sorts of new chronic diseases. And I think they're able to do all of these things. We just don't know because it's all top secret because we don't want Osama bin Laden to know what our government is doing. Well, right now, this morning, we have with us Lauren Davis, who's a missionary from Africa. He's been there for a long period of time and has had a number of wonderful crusades and teaches the ministers there to how to minister the gospel of Jesus Christ to the native population. But in recent years, there have been other forces there, supposedly working as Christians, undermining Christianity and undermining Lauren Davis's efforts. Basically, you have to understand, the Christian church has been infiltrated. You can't destroy it from without. So you infiltrate it and you destroy it from within. They've done that very effectively with the Catholic Church, planting their homosexuals and sexual deviants at the highest levels of the Catholic Church. They've done the same thing here in the United States with our Protestant church, planting their homosexuals at every level and sexual deviants and subversives and people who hate Christianity who can give the Christian line, but of course they have a different agenda. Because you see, the enemy hates Christianity and realizes it is the one stabilizing force that could maintain a civilized society, and they want to do away with civilization and humanity as such, for they serve a different God. Well, with us this morning, Lauren Davis, a missionary from Africa. He's been there for many years. We've had him on before. Good morning, Lauren. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Dr. Stan. How are you today?
Fine, thank you. And I want you to pick up the story and tell our listeners what's going on in Africa. Is Christianity having an impact? And then what about this effort to undermine your ministry there?
Yes. Well, as we have brought the gospel, and if anyone looks at our website, laurendavis.com, some of our crusades draw hundreds of thousands of people, even in one service. And our objective has been just to bring Jesus Christ to people and to preach the Bible truth that people will know the Lord. But we've seen the opposition to this building up over the years, and particularly with a strong UN presence that has been in Africa and that has been getting stronger. And I think this all goes back. You know, we were covered in the Wall Street Journal. They did a front-page article on us and a half-page inside. And my wife and I, a journalist actually came over from the Wall Street Journal, and I spent 8 days with us in Africa and then put us on the front page. My wife and I couldn't figure out why they would come deep in Africa to missionaries that were relatively unknown in the United States and be so interested in what we have to say, particularly put it front page. But we have been speaking about Bible prophecy and about the world government that is coming under the Antichrist. And one thing that I think that ties this together, why is the political so interested in the religious? In Acts 4, verse 26, it said, "The kings of the earth and the rulers took counsel against the Lord and against his Christ." So even from the beginning in Christianity, it appears that the political has looked at the religious as Christ, as a rival to their power, to their control. And we see that the UN in 2000, they called for it to be a central world government. And those that were pushing for this and signed off on it were Bill Clinton, Tony Blair, Putin, Chirac, I'm assuming, world leaders. And you wonder why these leaders of the world's most powerful nations would sign off on giving their sovereignty to the UN. And of course, I believe in Bible prophecy that this is what the Word of God said was going to happen. But in Revelation 17, verse 2, it talks about the great whore that commits fornication with the kings of the earth. Well, the great whore pretends to be the bride of Christ, pretends to be the real church, but it's the imposter. And it committed fornication, in other words, with the kings or the political. So it's the apostate or the whore church that is joined with the political. And, of course, to bring about, one is trying to bring about the apostate church, trying to gain authority and power through the world and money. And then the political, they need the whore church, apostate church, to get votes to put them in. I Googled Clinton Global Initiative, and in this initiative, Clinton was saying, and you know he's promoting it all over the world now, he said religion is the main cause of war. And so he says what we have to do if we're going to bring about this global governance, this world peace that they're pushing so much for. Rick Warren talks about the peace initiative and the New Age movement. He says we've got to remove the church as an obstruction and get them to unite with us. And the UN came out in the 2000 Millennium Conference and said, you know, we cannot have an exclusive savior and for there to be world peace, because this will bring conflicts with other faiths. And, of course, Christianity is the only one that claims an exclusive savior in Jesus Christ. And the Bible says that in the last days, that in 2 Thessalonians 2, 3, it says, "Let no man deceive you, for that day, speaking of the end times, shall not come except there be a falling away first." And in 1 Timothy 4, 1 to 2 says, "The Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils." Our greatest opposition, Dr. Stan, is now coming from religious, Christian religious leaders in Africa, coming to sabotage our crusades. I'll talk about this in depth on another show you've invited.
Hold that line. We'll be right back.
Okay.
If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skills the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534 and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addicted products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, I stand here in America. I guess this morning is Lawrence Davis, married to Africa. And of course, he finds that there are Christian leaders coming to Africa to undermine his ministry. Why would anybody do that? Aren't we all working for the same goal? Well, perhaps not. Perhaps there are forces within the Christian church there to undermine effective Christian ministries. Go right ahead, Lauren.
Yes. Let me illustrate a change that has happened, a takeover of good churches that have been fundamentalist, strong in the Word of God. I was raised in the Assemblies of God. My parents were Assembly of God pastors. Actually, I graduated from Assembly of God College in Southern California, and it had good, strong, fundamental doctrines in it. But something has happened in the leadership of that movement, and of course there are still, you know, so many fine Assembly of God pastors. But I want to share with you a thing that has really alarmed me. Dr. George Wood, who's the general superintendent of the Assemblies of God, he has joined with the overseer of the Foursquare International, Dr. Brian Wright, also the president of the Southern Baptist Convention, and Dr. Elmer Towns of Liberty University, and the overseer of the Nazarene Church, Dr. Bruce. They have joined now with the New Age leader, Leonard Sweet, for a big conference in Orlando, Florida this January. It's called the Synergy Pastors Conference. The Synergy Pastors Conference. And also Dr. Ed Young, who's the pastor of Second Baptist Church of Houston, a massive church. He has also endorsed Leonard Sweet, the New Age leader's book, Jesus Manifesto. And so Leonard Sweet himself, the New Age leader, is promoting this Synergy Pastors Conference.
Well, now why would Christian leaders be promoting anything to having to do with the New Age, which is the ancient pagan religion? They called it the New Age, but it's really the ancient paganism that they're bringing forward today, which, of course, has permeated every aspect of our church. Why would our Christian leaders be advocating this, which leads people away from the Christian gospel into mysticism and an alternative means of playing mind games and ultimately deeply into the occult?
Yes. Well, for example, Dr. George Woods, the Assemblies of God, is going to be a speaker at that conference. And also, Leonard Sweet has been invited to speak at the conference by the head of the General Council of Assemblies of God, Foursquare, Southern Baptist Convention President, co-founder of Liberty and Nazarene Church, and others. They're bringing thousands of pastors and bishops to Orlando this January to really be taught. And these denominational leaders, bringing him in to teach pastors and bishops worldwide. And the big question is, why? Why would they bring someone in to teach these things that are totally opposite the Bible? I want to give some quotes of Leonard Sweet, the man that has been invited by these great religious denominations. And I'm going to give some quotes of the ones they've invited to speak with them to pastors from all over the world. Here are some of his quotes. Sweet says, "Spirituality is a universal gift that exists within all religions." So, in other words, spirituality is not something that's, you know, just with Christianity. And, of course, this is alluding to the interfaith movement, which is so strong, the blending of Islam, Hinduism, Buddhism, Christianity, etc. This movement, Leonard Sweet, is called the New Light Movement. It's important that people remember that, because I've seen signs on churches, the New Light Movement, and about the light. You need to remember that Lucifer is the one who's called the Angel of Light, Satan himself. Sweet says the postmodern culture is bringing about psycho-spiritual transformations. Now, this is not biblical terminology whatsoever. It's psychology. It's New Age psychology. So psycho-spiritual transformations. This word transformation is another word that you see Rick Warren using often. In fact, Rick Warren and Leonard Sweet are close together. Leonard Sweet says, you know, what has happened in Christianity is ecstasy deprivation. In other words, Christianity has deprived men of the ecstasy of the pleasures of sin by saying it's wrong. So we've deprived people. And so this is the new spirituality that is coming. He also says the primal scream of postmodern spirituality is for a primal experiences with God. Now, primal is really referring to prehistoric pagan man. And in reality, the primal experiences is a call to return to the pagan religions, or which is the practice actually of witchcraft and everything that goes along with that. Leonard Sweet says a central feature of all the light world's religion is Mohammed's light-filled cave, Moses' burning bush, Paul's blinding light, and Krishna's, that's of Hinduism, Lord of Life. So again, he is taking, Leonard Sweet is taking all the different religions, and he's saying, see, you know, they talk about light. Really, it's all the same religions. All religions are basically the same. Now, this is the man that Dr. Wood, the head of the Assemblies of God, is going to share the platform with the Synergy Conference. You can actually Google Synergy Conference. And you can go to my website, CombineHarvesting.com. CombineHarvesting.com, and there's an article that says AG Superintendent joins with New Age leader Leonard Sweet, and you can read and you can get in detail about this conference, and you can Google, I mean, there's click-ons there about this conference. So he says that this is not just theory what we're talking about, but that all of creation is connected and that all is inhabited with God. And that is even non-Christians, what he is inferring here, are inhabited with God, and all is inhabited with God. Well, that is even, you know, bringing about of Eastern religions, Hinduism, that even a tree, you know, God is in the tree, God is in the cow, and everything. So Leonard Sweet, the one who's going to speak at this Synergy Conference, promoted by the head of the Assemblies of God, the Southern Baptist president, he says he got a lot of his ideas from Hartnett, who is a psychic, who has extensive training in Buddhism and native spirituality. So here, you know, we have a man coming in here who is taking the influence of Buddhism, native spirituality, and is going to preach it or teach it to bishops from and pastors coming from all over the world. Sweet says, a quantum spirituality challenges the church to dare its future by sticking its toe into the present. In other words, the church should look beyond its past. It needs to stick its toe in the present and be ready for the change of this new spirituality.
Well, you know what they
Sweet says, the church does not appear like it's been in a time capsule, and it has been sealed against new developments. When he refers to the time capsule, what is he talking about? That it has been sealed in the teaching of the Bible. And he says it's time to get past that time capsule, sealed in that time capsule, just restricting its faith to the Bible. And it's time to look for the new developments that's happening in spirituality and religion. Then he says, will a new light movement be, this is bringing about a world-making faith. Okay, it's very interesting to look at that terminology Sweet is using, a world-making faith. In other words, even as the UN has been promoting, they have actually been promoting the interfaith movement, the blending of the world religions, where they say, after all, everybody, calls their God this or that, but whatever name it is, it's the same God. So it's to bring about this one world, this new world that they keep talking about. He says we're making a world-making faith. In other words, it is a faith that has come by consensus, an all-inclusive faith to create a world. Okay, look, they're looking, and all of us, I think, recognize that they're looking to bring change in the world, a new world, to create the world that is to and may yet be. So they want to change the world. In Sweet, in which is a key figure in the New Age movement, they want to change the world into one that is to be, and this would be a contemplative bridge between East and West. So what he's referring to, the bridge and contemplative, of course, this is of Eastern religions, okay, and now they brought this Eastern religion activity of contemplative prayer inside many churches, Christian churches now. But he says make that contemplative bridge between East and West. That's between the Eastern religions and the Western religions, that would be Christianity, the Eastern religions being Hinduism, Buddhism, etc. So the idea is to bring the spirituality of Hinduism, and of course, the New Age movement is just another name, another face for Hinduism and for Buddhism. And this has come about also, it's in practice in yoga, having yoga inside churches, yoga practices. Yoga is just a spiritual activity of Hinduism and of Buddhism, and now they're bringing it inside the churches. So this is a bridge, bringing Eastern religions in, blending them with Christianity. All right? Leonard Sweet, who's going to be speaking at that Synergy Conference with Dr. George Wood, head of the Assemblies of God, the president of the Southern Baptist Church, the Foursquare, the head of Liberty College, of the Nazarene, etc. Now, Leonard Sweet says, we are already one. When he's referring to that, and that is really New Age terminology, but that Islam, Hinduism, Catholic, Christian, in reality, we are already one. So he says, what we have to do is we have to recover our original unity. Well, what was the original unity of man? It's a society without God. It's a society without Jesus Christ. And we know what the world was like before men turned to God, before Christ came. This planet was not a place fit to live. But what they're looking at today In fact, so many, and I know the New Age leaders and the secularists, they believe that really the Bible is a cancer to society, that believing Jesus is the Son of God, that is a cancer to society. We've got to get rid of that time and go back before Christ and recover our original unity. Now, this synergy conference they're having, you know, it's bringing in, of course, Pentecostal denominations, non-Pentecostal denominations, evangelicals, etc. But, and it's for, you know, there is a unity in Christ, but the unity they're bringing is taking, this conference is like a rudder, the Synergy Conference to be held in Orlando in January. It's like a rudder to bring everybody back, really, to the pagan unity before Christ. Now, Leonard Sweet said something that actually jumped out so strong at me. And, of course, you know, everything he's saying reflects the belief system of the New Age, which you see New Age
hold
books
up,
in every bookstore
or
in the country.
We'll be back in just a moment here. Not the American Freedom Network.
There are plenty of things you may wish were lower, like your taxes, your commuting time, your weight. But there's one thing people can get lower, car insurance with State Farm. Talk to an agent today about State Farm's new lower car insurance rate. And while you're there, get State Farm's free discount double check. It's just another way a State Farm agent can be there for you. So call an agent 24/7 or visit statefarm.com and find out about State Farm's new lower rates. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Rates apply only in the state of Colorado and are not valid in any other state.
Whether you already know essential oils are valued for their ancient wisdom and wellness, or you're considering their use as a viable, non-toxic, healthy alternative, your question should be the same. Are all essential oils certified pure therapeutic grade? Who makes the highest quality essential oils available? Do all test for safety and meet rigorous standards? Can all oils pass the scrutiny of health professionals and scientists? Many essential oils don't meet these standards, so ask one more question. Where can I find the most powerful, reasonably priced, certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils? doTERRA, gift of the earth. doTERRA, committed to natural, empowering ideals. If you're new to essential oils or a seasoned expert, you'll recognize the superior quality of doTERRA certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils with your first experience. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789 or RockyMountainEssentialOil.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOil.com.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
CINN stations in Ault salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Ault, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Well, I'm just Dan here. Our guest this morning, Lauren Davis, talking about the changes that are coming to the Christian church. Have you noticed that they've changed the music of the churches all across America? Have you noticed that many times our ministers don't wear a suit and tie anymore? They're coming very casually to church. Have you noticed that the message of the church is only that there's certainly God loves everybody and is compassionate, but never any talk at all about eternal punishment? There's nothing there. Tucker talks about fear of the Lord or the fact that there are consequences when a society turns against God. Ultimately, you know, if God is only love and there is no punishment for sin, then it becomes the ultimate triumph of evil. It becomes the ultimate triumph of evil. They've changed the message of the church. And now, of course, they're bringing together thousands of ministers for the new message of the new paganism. They call it the New Age, but it's really the old paganism of ancient times. For the goal is a one-world government and a one-world religion. And Christianity is under attack today, and I'm sure many of our ministers, good people, have no idea what's happening. Go right ahead, Lauren.
Yes, and regarding to the music, if one will notice, most of the songs today, there's no mention about the basics of the Bible. There's no singing about heaven, no singing about the blood, no singing about the cross, no singing actually about salvation, and very rarely do they even use the name of Jesus. It's just God, which could be the generic term for any God. And I do not believe that this is coincidental. But what is changing Christianity? It's changing from the top down. There has been key men that have been arisen to the top of Christianity. And what happens is that pastors are brought to big ministerial conferences like this Synergy Conference coming up in Orlando and others. And they are trained by people that have been exalted and esteemed. And they do not check with the Bible out the teachings of these men, also books that have been put out by the millions and millions. And so pastors, in the name of church growth, you know, they just teach whatever's coming or going, and so the Bible is literally being left out. Now, at this Synergy Conference that I've been talking about coming up in Orlando, that is being promoted by Dr. George Wood, the head of the Assemblies of God, the president of the Southern Baptist Association, the Nazarene, Liberty College, Foursquare, etc. Now, they're promoting Leonard Sweet to speak at this conference to thousands of pastors and bishops coming from all over the world. You can go to my website, combineharvesting.com, and there's an article, AG Superintendent Joins with New Age Leader Leonard Sweet, and there's another one you can click on down there, Rick Warren's Connection with the New Age. Those you can give you a lot of information off of combineharvesting.com. But here's the thing that Leonard Sweet is teaching, the one that's been brought to retrain our pastors. He says the central problem is how God could have become a person. So what he's just saying, you know, and not in such a hidden manner, is that how could Jesus be really the Son of God? And this is the one to be the main speaker at this conference. And he says, perhaps the two traditions, one moving down and the other moving up. What he's referring to is the one moving down is Jesus is moving down, and the other is man who is moving up. And he says, these are destined to meet in the divinity of humanity. Now, this is very key and fundamental to the teaching of the New Age movement, the divinity of man. In fact, in the faith movement, virtually all the teachers in the faith movement teach man is a god, and that is totally New Age, the divinity of man. He goes on and he said, God has already given to the church, in all its diversity, a unifying principle that binds things together. Well, you know, this is a play on words because Jesus said that we should all be one, even as he and the Father are one, but we're one in the faith. Now, in the Word of God says in the Ten Commandments, Exodus 20, verse 3, thou shalt have no other gods before me. But they're taking, like a term of unifying, and they're now applying it, unifying with other religions. Leonard Sweet his exegesis of John 1:14 is in reality, Jesus is not God in the flesh. That's not what it's meaning. He says the Word is called energy. So we know the Bible says the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, the Son of the Most High God. But now he says the Word is called energy. So it's not Jesus. This is nothing but psychobabble and totally redefining the Word of God. The Bible says they would turn the truth into a lie. And Sweet says the ancients called the Word, and this is referring to John 1:14. They called it fire and wind. Physicists called it time and space. Theologians called the Word the fourth dimensions. And he says John 14 represents the four eddies of experiencing God in a single stream. In other words, in one religion. There are different ways you can experience God. One, the experience of God in Christ, he says. The other, you can experience God in self. All right, in yourself, the God in you. When the Hindus greet each other and they put their hands together in a prayerful manner, what they're saying is, I see the God in you. Because in Hinduism, they believe that man is a God. They see, number three, they see God in community. And whether it's Rick Warren or others, the pushing and the promotion of community is number one. They see, I see God in creation. This would be in Mother Earth, in social justice, which would be socialism, and in compassion. In other words, that's humanitarianism. So this is a new definition of how you experience God. Social justice, the creation of Mother Earth, compassion, humanitarianism. But then he says, Sweet says, God claims that everything is one. Everything is one. And he says, you know, God, in the New Age says God is in everyone and everything. Now, mind you, this man saying these things is the one that Dr. George Wood, superintendent of the Assemblies of God International, the president of Southern Baptist Association, and others have invited to speak on the platform with him. They're promoting him to speak to thousands of ministers coming from all over the world. Why? Well, I think there's for no other reason. This is the direction. The heads of these denominations are wanting it to go, the Christianity to go. Sweet says, God claims every rationality. And in effect, that means God claims every religion. He's not restricted to just one religion. And this comes along, Dr. Stan, with the promotion of the interfaith movement that has come straight out of the UN. Tony Blair's Interfaith Foundation, which Rick Warren is on the board there. He's an associate on the board. But Jesus said that is totally opposite.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment, Warren.
There are plenty of things you may wish were lower, like your taxes, your commuting time, your weight. But there's one thing people can get lower, car insurance with State Farm. Talk to an agent today about State Farm's new lower car insurance rates, and while you're there, get State Farm's free discount double check. It's just another way a State Farm agent can be there for you. So call an agent 24/7 or visit statefarm.com and find out about State Farm's new lower rates. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Rates apply only in the state of Colorado and are not valid in any other state.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Island Grill Loveland reminds listeners and parents drugs like crack, cocaine, heroin, and inhalants are a problem that affect the entire family. They ruin lives, break hearts and homes, and destroy childhood dreams. It's not just someone else's children. A talk today may save a future, a mind, or even a child's life. That's from Island Grill Loveland, where they're always working to make our area a safer place to live, work, and raise a family. That's your friends at Island Grill in Loveland, 110 East 29th Street in Loveland. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
Well, Dr. Stan here, our guest this morning, Lauren, Christianity is changing. And, of course, remember that Christianity is the very foundation of Western civilization. Destroy the Christian message, alter it. Why, of course, you can alter Christian civilization. There is an organized, orchestrated effort, well-financed, well-organized, within the upper echelons of Christianity, and I'm speaking here of the Protestant Church specifically, to change the message of the Church. They've already gotten into the Catholic Church. Recently, a Pope came out talking about the advantages of a one-world government. And, of course, they have worked within the Protestant Church. Understand, Christianity can't be defeated from without. The way to defeat it is from within. And we can ask ourselves, how would people like this get into the higher echelons of the Christian faith? Why, they've been planted there. They went to seminary. They were utilized. They were sent to be trained to become the Christian leaders, and certainly like the Pied Piper of Hamlet, to lead the Christians to their destruction. Go right ahead, Lauren.
Yes. Yes, I've been talking about this Synergy Conference promoted by Dr. Wood of the Assemblies of God, the head of Southern Baptists, etc. He says God claims every rationality. In other words, God claims every religion. But Jesus said, straight is the gate and narrow is the way. And he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. So it's totally opposite of what they're saying. Sweet says, Leonard Sweet, the New Age leader speaking at this conference, bringing thousands of pastors in, he says, quantum spirituality is channeling of Christ's energies. Of course, channeling is New Age terminology. Annette Capps, who's a lead writer in the faith movement, talks about the quantum faith. And so this is even blending over from all directions. Very important things that Sweet says here. He said the energy matter known as Jesus Christ. Now, Sweet says Jesus Christ is not a man. He's not the Savior. Jesus Christ is energy matter. You can go to my website, combineharvesting.com, and look at the article, A.G. Superintendent joins a New Age leader, Leonard Sweet, and so it will tell in depth about this.
Now, let's get that website out one more time. How can people get to your website?
Okay. It's combineharvesting.com.
Combineharvesting.com. Go ahead.
Yes. And I have another website showing our ministry in Africa, laurendavis.com, LOREN Davis.com. Okay. Now, he says that Jesus Christ is energy matter. Now, another thing that Leonard Sweet teaches, he says Christ will be embodied for the postmodern church in information. In other words, Christ is not having an experience with Jesus, knowing him as your Savior, but it's the more information you get, the more you will have Christ. And so he says we're going to build the body of Christ. Well, we are not the ones to build anew the body of Christ. It is not an organized institution. Individuals are the body of Christ. And he says communities have souls, not just individuals. So they downplay biblical salvation. And now the New Light movement, which is New Age movement, it talks about the salvation of ensouled communities. So now it's not, so we see the Christianity moving away, you know, from spiritual salvation of individuals to social salvation, communal salvation. And this goes right along into the socialism. He says the new light means we are in connection with other faiths. We are to learn their songs, and we are to be in connected with them, even though they seem different from ours. In reality, they're all the same. He says that the Christian of tomorrow, not the Christian today of the Bible Christian, but he will be a mystic, one who has experienced something, or he will be nothing. And so mysticism comes from Eastern religion, transcendental meditation, Hinduism, Buddhism. So now they're turning away from the Bible of knowing God to experience. Well, I believe that one can have an experience with God, but, you know, spiritual experiences can be demonic also. We see this in Africa, where those people have some supernatural spiritual demonic experiences. Now, Daniel Spangler, that Leonard Sweet favorably quotes, and Leonard Sweet is speaking this conference, invited by the head of the Assemblies of God Southern Baptist. He speaks of Lucifer. Now catch this. He speaks of Lucifer, who we know is Satan. He said, Lucifer works within each of us. He works within each of us to bring us to wholeness. That's oneness. And as we move into the new age, I term this the Luciferic initiation. The Luciferic initiation. And the doorway that the individual must pass to come fully into the presence of his light and wholeness. So he's saying the doorway, this is the one that strongly influenced Leonard Sweet, who's speaking at this conference. He said the doorway really to this experience and to this wholeness, this oneness, is Lucifer. And that's totally opposite with the Bible. We know Lucifer, Satan, is the enemy of God. Jesus said he's the door. And now this man is teaching that Lucifer is the door. Now, we know that this is coming. In fact, he said Lucifer comes to give us the final gift of wholeness, of oneness. Now, this really goes along with Bible prophecy, because it says in the end time that Satan will demand for the whole world to worship him. And this is exactly what they're teaching. They're not teaching just now, just in a New Age conference. They're teaching this in a conference with the head of denominations that have been fundamentalist denominations that have opened the door for him to teach pastors worldwide to with this kind of thinking. And he says, Leonard Sweet says, change or be changed. In other words, there's not going to be a choice. What's coming, the change that is coming, you're going to do it. He said,
I think we're in real trouble, Warren. Thank you so much for being with us. God bless. Bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, Dr. Stan here. Christianity's in trouble today. America's in trouble. Do we have a caller?
In Denver?
I'm sorry. We're really out of time. I wish we had time to talk, but if you'd like to call me after the program, I'd be glad to talk to you. But we have terrible problems today, and we're at the end of the program. Thanks so much for calling in. But here, I simply wanted to point out, we do have an excellent DVD put out by our friend Carol Matrici, and it's called Wide is the Gate. Wide is the Gate. And it's, I think, 2 or 3 hours, maybe it's more than 3 hours, but it's an excellent survey of what's happened to Christianity. Hasn't happened by chance, it's happened by intentionally. They've changed the music and the message of our churches. They've taken many of our ministers out of a formal attire to make them look more casual. After all, Christianity is casual, everybody. It's all love. There is no fear of God. There is no vengeance, no punishment at all. And if Christianity is only love, then it is the ultimate triumph of evil. If there is no punishment for sin, then it is the ultimate triumph of evil. Ladies and gentlemen, we have real trouble in America today, politically, but also spiritually. And we hope that you'll listen to our programs, because remember, you can listen 24 hours a day on the computer, iPhone, iPad, BlackBerry, if you have a telephone with unlimited. Of course, you go to RadioLiberty.com, RadioLiberty.com, and then the Soundwave 2000, you can listen certainly on if you have a telephone with unlimited minutes. The number to call is 760-LOWSS11. 760-LOWSS11. Help us to get the information out. Get to others. Understand they've infiltrated our political parties. They are running, they control the leaders of both political parties, they control the media, they control the banking, the military, the educational system, most of our major corporations, the great tax-exempt foundations, and the ultimate goal is a one-world government, ever more power to the state, and they're creating a collapse of our economic system, so we will turn to them. They, of course, will provide for us from the cradle to the grave, and we'll be so grateful. They'll provide us with a pension. They'll provide us with free medical care. And the only thing we have to do is give up our freedom. And, of course, we will end up impoverished, living like the people in a third world nation, because that is the ultimate goal, to lower the living standards in America as we raise them throughout the world. Go to our website, RadioLiberty.com, read our material, look at our DVDs, encourage others to go. Tell them about the Brotherhood of Darkness. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. I number 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. RadioLiberty.com. We're engaged in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And, of course, we're losing that battle because they control the media, and they even control many churches today. It's time we took America back. Pray for America. Pray for revival. Pray for Alex Jones and Joyce Riley and Ron Paul and John Lefler. But please pray for my ministry, Major Liberty, for our provision and protection until tomorrow. May the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua.